T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
The Rap Sheet reporting that the Browns and franchise-tagged tight end David Njoku have reached an agreement in principle on a large new 4-year, $56.75 million contract extension, sources telling Rap Sheet and Tom Pelissero. He gets $28 million guaranteed at signing on the deal that averages $14.1875 million per year, making him the fifth highest paid tight end. Again, breaking news on 92.3 The Fan, brought to you by the Beat the Streak podcast. Get an inside edge on how to win the $5.6 million prize every day this baseball season. Listen on Odyssey or wherever you get your podcasts. So, initial reaction, Mr. Fox.
Well, we've been talking about this for the last 2 weeks, and as I stated on Twitter just moments ago, this one has me scratching my head. I don't get it. Now I'll wait for the guaranteed money to come out and see where all that lies. But for an average tight end, productivity-wise, to get top five tight end money without proving anything, to me, just it I don't know. I mean, I trust Andrew Berry. I think he's a really good GM.
Yeah.
And makes good decisions. But this one just has me scratching my head. That's all I can say.
216-578-0092 on Twitter at Chico923 The Fan. You know, we talk a lot of times as far as the draft is concerned, right? We say, well, you know, hey, whatever Andrew, we trust in Andrew Berry. Does that apply here for you fans? Mm-hmm. Now, again, this is a little bit different because you've seen him. We've had him now in Cleveland for, what is it, 4 years, right? Four or 5 years?
Yeah.
So, you know, you've seen it. And is this, now, Andrew Berry is basically saying, I trust that David Njoku is going to reach this potential. Again, very, very raw when he came out of Miami. He hadn't really played the position. And so, okay. I mean, yeah, the numbers, I agree with Dustin in this regard. The numbers clearly do not warrant this type
in
of...
In which regard?
In this regard.
Lawyer.
That neighboring community, whatever that is. Bedroom, whatever that is, neighboring, whatever that was. Anyway, as far as what he's put up number wise, no. But this is one of those. Okay, look, this guy is still very young, still very talented, but it is a big risk from by Andrew Berry. They believe in this guy. As far as you fans out there, is this one of those you're scratching your head like Dustin is? Or are you saying, okay, look, it doesn't see, it is really a matter of semantics, because I think Daryl came on with me earlier in the week and he was lamenting how Ken and Lima crushed him one morning. And I think his wording was he's earned it. Let's turn it around and say that I think his abilities and his potential basically got Andrew Berry thinking, okay, I want to wrap this guy up now, because in another year or so. Now, you figure top five. Like, let's go down the top five tight ends. He's number five right now as far as the fifth highest paid tight end. And I think we could probably agree on most of this. Travis Kelce, Darren Waller, right? Mark Andrews. Are we going to put Mark Andrews in the top five? I would think so. Top five tight ends?
Yeah, yeah. No, I was about to look up just all the tight ends.
I got you. So Kelce, and I don't know what order these go as far as money-wise. I'm just saying, like, if we go the top five, so $28 million is guaranteed. That's what they're saying. So are you okay with that guarantee, first of all?
How much is it, you said?
$28 million guaranteed. 28 of the 56.75.
All right, so half it's guaranteed. I don't know.
It is a lot.
I'm just not a big Njoku fan. Never have been.
That's okay. Yeah, that's okay. I
yes, he's made plays. That's what he's paid to do. That's why he was a first-round pick. He should make plays. He's made way less plays than we thought or that anybody would have thought he'd make at this point, and he's earned this huge contract. I don't think he earned it.
Yeah, here's the thing with David Njoku, and again, 216-578-0092. If you're just tuning in, Ian Rappaport reporting that David Njoku and the Browns have reached, in principle, an agreement on a four-year, $56.75 million extension, and he gets $28 million of that guaranteed at signing, averages out to $14.1875 million per year. He is a guy, when we talk about, you know, having guys that can stretch the field, he can definitely do that and do that from the tight end position. But, you know, like you said, he's paid to make plays, but to simplify it even further, he's paid to catch the football, and he's got to be much more consistent. As much as I'm actually okay with this extension. I mean, I don't love it.
Listen, it's not going to break the Browns. I just think it's a move. It's not going to pay off.
Okay, and that's fair. I think eventually it will. I think eventually we'll look back maybe in 2 years and say what he's making, 3 years, what he's making, what everybody else is making, he's had a big impact on the offense. I hope that's the case.
I certainly hope you're right.
Yeah, but he's got to, you know, as far as what he needs to improve, he's got to be more consistent catching the damn football. I mean, like you said, we know he's a great athlete. We know he can
jump. Phenomenal athlete. He can run. He can jump.
Yep.
Can't really catch that well.
And that's a problem, especially when you're a pass catcher. So your thoughts on this one, 216-578-0092. Let's hear from you, and we will head out to Sean next up on the Fan. What's up, Sean?
Hey, Sean.
First of all, I'm a fan of the show. I've talked to both of you guys, you know, in different times. I was just wondering how his contract compares to Hooper's, because Hooper wasn't very productive. And then I also believe that all our receivers and running backs are going to add a new dimension to the game, having a dynamic quarterback who can run and pass. So I think Njoku will be fine in this offense with a better, more athletic quarterback. So I'm going to get off and let you guys answer those for me. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks, Sean. Have a good weekend, Sean.
For the call, man.
Hooper made, what was it? Was it 10, like basically $10 million a year? I don't know what his guarantee was exactly. But I want to say it was like 4 years, $40 million, I thought was Austin Hooper's contract. And yeah, that was a guy that you definitely didn't. But Austin Hooper, I'll say this, Austin Hooper, while he was an athletic tight end, and he did demonstrate that in Atlanta, his athleticism pales in comparison to Njoku. But again, that's what also makes it frustrating is, okay, that's great. I think we can all agree. Andrew Berry is paying for potential here.
For sure.
Yeah, Andrew, because there's no way that you can look at his numbers and go, oh, well, look at his numbers last year, the year before. I mean, he's right in line. No, he's not. Now, were there factors that you know, weighed into that? Sure. I mean, your quarterback was injured. Couple of those years, let's not forget, you had old Freddie Kitchens. Hugh Jackson. You had all sorts of messes going on with this offense trying to figure things out. So, yeah, that does factor into it a little bit. But the bottom line is, whoever was the offensive coordinator, whoever was the head coach, he has not done a good job or a consistently good job of just catching the football. We can talk about yak, and we can talk about ability to go up and get it. But yak doesn't happen unless you actually catch that ball. So, you know, that ultimately is the big one. As I've been saying, and I think we've been saying, it's a valid concern. You know, I think in a couple years we keep saying, well, in a couple years with the salary cap going up and, you know, where his contract's going to fall. You know what? I don't care where his contract falls. He's got to start catching the football. Like, Dustin's not wrong on that front. Like, he's got to be more consistent catching the football. But I think, and I'm curious from you fans here, 216-578-0092, is this one of those where you feel, you know what, it's kind of like the draft with Andrew Berry. Hey, we trust in Andrew Berry. And that's not to say he can't ever make a mistake and doesn't. But I think this is one of those where, hey, if he really feels like David Njoku has this sort of upside, and he definitely checks all the boxes as far as potential. Incredible athlete, very fast, 6'5". I actually think his blocking has gotten much better as he's gone on here. But again, if you're gonna pay this guy $28 million guaranteed and $14 million per over a 4-year span, he's got to be a guy that's making plays downfield. He's got to be a guy that's going up and fighting for the football in the red zone, fighting for the football wherever it's at on the field, and making plays. He has all of that ability. And as someone pointed out earlier, you know, Deshaun Watson now into the equation. There have been some factors, I think, that have held him back, whether it be just ridiculous regime changes and coaches and dysfunction. But all of that being said, his hands, that's on him, and he's just got to get better. I don't know how you'd, if that's staying out until the wee hours of the morning with the jugs machine, I don't know. But he's got to get better catching the football. But if you're just tuning in, Ian Rappaport with NFL Network, the Browns have reached an agreement with franchise tag tight end David Njoku on a 4-year, $56.75 million contract extension. Sources telling him and Tom Pelissero gets $28 million guaranteed at signing of the deal. And, of course, as I mentioned, averages $14.1875
million
per year, the fifth highest paid tight end. So, Will, what's going on, buddy?
Guys, I had to pull over.
Because of Dustin? Yeah, I know.
I think Will agrees with me on this one.
I mean, this at a point, I mean, we got to trust in Barry at this point, but this is showing proof moment for Njoku now. Maybe he'll do better with Watson, but right now I'm just leaning towards like, we're still going to get the same product like we have with Mayfield.
Okay. I think right now, I think this is one of those things, if you polled 100 people, I think you'd get it right down the middle, 50-50. Like, I
think so.
Yeah, like right, not even 51-49 or 52-48, 53-40. This would be right down the middle, 50-50. Some like it, some. Now, here's what I think is interesting, though, about David Njoku. Well, there's many things interesting about David Njoku, but I think people have to at least, that you're not doubting what he could be. I mean, now, again, you can doubt, can he get there? Maybe this motivates him. You know what? Maybe. That wouldn't be a bad thing. Like, hey, you know what? Everybody's saying this is crazy money. You shouldn't be getting it. You know, these guys follow, even though they say they don't follow on social media or hear certain things, he's going to be hearing this. And there's going to be plenty that will say, you know, my God, what is Andrew Berry doing? And David Njoku, a guy that hasn't done anything numbers-wise and has a hard time consistently catching the ball, why is he giving him so much money? So maybe that motivates him. But Jason is next up on the Fan. What's up, Jason?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hi, Jason. How are you?
I'm doing all right today. I'm doing all right. I was a bit shocked with the price that we got Njoku for. But the way I'm looking at it, because I don't necessarily see him as a top five tight end in the league, so the money seems a bit much, but it's kind of like if you're having a barbecue and you're like, you run out of coals, you run out of ice, you got to run to the store, the convenience store, you'll probably pay a little bit more to make sure you have what you need. And you hope that, you know what I'm saying, it pans out and the barbecue turns out well. But, I mean, you got to get the stuff that you need. It'll be a tough barbecue with no ice and cold.
Jason, I got to just say, I'm very timely with that analogy, too, with the Memorial Day. That's very well done, Jason. Very well done.
Well, thank you. Thank you, man. I do a podcast, man, so everybody check out Not Even a Podcast. But I love what you guys are doing, man. And, Dustin.
Yes, sir.
I need to see the footage of you holding that ball like a loaf of bread, man.
Just Google Dustin Fox National Championship interception. It'll probably come out the picture. I was carrying like I was Deion, and I certainly was not Deion.
It was a great pick. It was a wonderful pick.
It was embarrassing. It was embarrassing.
All right, I'm looking it up right now. You guys keep doing what you're doing. I love it.
All right, Jay. Thanks, man.
All right, Jason. Thank you, bud. All right. Yeah, I think some of it is, and I know there's going to be, for the supporters of this, for those that like the deal, like me, I think you're going to see, you're going to hear a lot of, well, in 2 years, it's going to even out. It's going to be okay. I believe that to be true. But I also think, like, hey, even if in 2 years he's middle of the pack or, you know, not even close to top five as far as money goes, none of it's going to matter if he's not catching the football. Like, I don't care what, because this is a guy that you have now made. You know, think about the times that he wanted traded, Dustin. I mean, there was, you know, well, do they really believe in him? And you got another tight end? Or because everybody was always thinking with the next addition of a tight end, it was like, well, this obviously means Njoku's gone. And Andrew Berry, to his credit, from the very beginning, a couple years ago when this stuff started, he's like,
yep,
we believe in David Njoku. Well, now they put their money behind it. Question is it a little too rich for your liking? 216-578-0092. Let us go to Brian next up on Afternoon Drive. What's up, Brian?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good, Brian. Good. How are you?
Good. Hey, I think the circumstances just worked out well for Njoku. I'm looking at it like Watson comes in, he plays. You could see a breakout year from him. If Watson gets a lengthy suspension, he's another safety net along with the running game for whoever the quarterback is. So I think they overpaid, but I think it was the right move given the situation we're in.
All right.
Okay. Thank you, Brian.
Definitely overpaid. And it might be the right decision going forward. Listen, you want my opinion right now? I think it's a bad move.
Yeah. I mean, look, money right now.
I think Njoku is a fine, serviceable tight end that is not worthy of a top five contract.
To this day.
Listen, Chico, yeah, he's going to, or was going to be, on a franchise tag deal for one season this upcoming year. The Browns had no urgency to sign him to this contract now. And not to mention the fact there's uncertainty with your quarterback. So if Njoku plays this year out, and what if Watson misses half the year? What if he misses the whole year?
Okay, here's what I would say, because I think we're looking at too many people are focused on, like, you know, well, in a couple of years, and I've said it myself, a couple of years, this deal might be looking really good. I'm starting to think about playing out. Not that I'm not okay with the contract extension, but why not let him play out on that, on the franchise tag? That part, I guess I agree with, because I don't think. And I know the answer is always, well, if you let him go another year, then the money, I don't think the money he would, I mean, he would have to have an unbelievable season. Right. He'd have to, I mean, we'd have to be talking about, like, Njoku catches, you know, 1,200 yards, 80 balls, 1,200 yards, has, you know, 12 touchdowns. Like, that's the only way he's getting that type of, I think by saying, like, oh, you want to get him now before he, I think maybe we're overestimating just how much that would be.
Maybe so.
Allie, what's up, Allie? You're next on the fan.
Allie, what's up?
Dustin, Chico, what's going on, guys?
Not much, man. How are you?
I'm not a big fan, man. Not a big fan of this contract, specifically because, you know, obviously if you're a big Browns fan, you watch every game, you know. And considering that he's, you know, when you watch him closely, he separates himself as far as not being a good route runner nor being a good blocker, right? And then I get there's people out there that say, hey, well, he played with Baker. Totally get it. But we also got to remember Baker didn't throw much to receivers. His favorite targets obviously were running backs and tight ends. And they give a guy around, you know, close to $15 million a year and not having close to 1,000 league for 5 years. I'm just really iffy about it. Don't get me wrong. I'm super optimistic playing with a better quarterback. I'm not a big fan of the contract. Thanks for taking my call, guys.
All right.
Thank you, man.
Thanks, Ali. I back to the Baker thing. What Kevin Stefanski ran last year, and far be it for me, because I certainly he's forgotten more than I'll ever know. Okay, but when you start to think about what he ran last year, and was it? I don't know. Does the offense completely change? Where now all of a sudden, an athletic tight end like David Njoku is going to be featured more? I've got to believe that answer is yes, because I'm sure that Andrew Berry is also, they're in it together. So I'm sure Andrew Berry's talking to Kevin Stefanski, like, hey, what do you see for David Njoku moving forward? And he's saying, AB, he's going to be a huge part of this offense, of what we can do. I know he hasn't caught the ball a whole lot. He's got to be better with the hands, but the matchups that he can, mismatches that he can create out there, we've got to have him on the field. I don't know, but the money thing, I mean, $28 million guaranteed. Now, it's not like this is coming at the expense of, because you've already been able to sign, Denzel Ward. You've already locked up Nick Chubb. But now all of a sudden, if it's one of these other younger guys, another young DB, say Greg Newsome, and if he's, you just don't want to be in a position where that's basically dead money and this guy is not producing.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.